First of all, I think that the bishop is being too extravagant, linguistically extravagant in the way he has characterized and described the situation obtaining in Zambia. One, to say there is authoritarianism and dictatorship is not just a misnomer. It is malicious and highly misplaced and unsubstantiable claims emanating from vantages of individuals who may have had personal expectations that have been dashed. But that is not the way to express your frustrations. The truth of the matter is that what he is talking about on the ground does not exist. Zambia today, it's free again. To describe Zambia as a police state, it's like you are describing another country and not Zambia. A police state is a country of lawlessness. This is not what is happening in this country.
Can we zero in on some of the points that the bishop raised? He talked about the issue of freedom of movement. And in that, he gave the example of the former president, Edgar Lungu, who he said is constrictively imprisoned by the state because the former president, he said, cannot leave the country, cannot do anything without his movement being restricted.
Well, again, that is a typical example of misplaced argument on the part of the archbishop. Look, the former president was president, so he knows how former presidents move. The former president gets 80% of the emolument or salary of the current president. So de facto, a former president is not a private individual. This is a state property, is a state asset, and therefore his movements are not restricted by the state. His movements are monitored by the state for the sake of providing security.
Before I let you go, the bishop makes comment about the government intimidating or trying to silence the private media in Zambia. He cites the example of Hot FM radio. What can you tell us?
Well, first of all, me, I'm the Minister for Information and Government spokesperson. I have no intentions whatsoever to silence the, you know, any media, whether public or private. The media is, you know, freely going about their businesses. The particular media house, as much as it is giving particular individuals freedom to speak, that freedom is not limitless. There is a requirement to realize that those who speak should be cognizant of the fact the people they speak about also have freedoms that need to be respected. It should not be cut blanche because there is freedom to speak, so you can go and speak wantonly. But I can assure you as government spokesperson that there is nothing in the offing in the direction of silencing the media whatsoever. We have a very healthy working relationship with the media freedoms and press freedoms in Zambia are guaranteed and secure under the leadership of President HH.